game is on. We got a lot of fish coming at us. Probably got fish that'll last us at least 4 more days at this point, though there's still some fish in the net out there, unbelievably, and we don't even know how much we got precisely at this point.
Tom Westhoff is production manager at Petersburg Fisheries, one of several companies processing the Sitka Sound herring catch in Southeast. About 10 different tender vessels run back and forth from Sitka, delivering the fish to the processor as soon as they can.
They pick the fish up off the grounds, bring them to town. It's about a 16-hour run for them. We try to get them empty and turn them around because the fishery's still going and they're desperate to get empty boats out there. So we're kind of the lifeline out there trying to get boats emptied and get them back to the grounds.
The 50 or so seine boats that actually catch the fish remain on the grounds. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game allows them to fish in a series of short openings lasting from minutes to hours depending on catches and the overall limit, which is a record this year at nearly 15,000 tons. To maintain quality, it's important to get the catch frozen as soon as possible. When a tender arrives at Petersburg Fisheries Dock, the workers stick a thick hose down into the deep hold full of herring and refrigerated seawater.
This is where it all starts out here on the float. This is where we start pumping the fish out of the boats. Got a big tender under the pump right now, 150 ton at least. Pretty much just pump them out. Comes up a big long hose.
Processors can only handle so much herring at one time, so fishery managers try to space out the catches, but that doesn't always pan out. Early on in this year's fishery, the fleet broke the record for a single day's catch, 9,300 tons in two short openings. The quota is up this year, partly because the fish themselves are larger.
The fish are real nice looking this year. It's a good quality product. They're big. It's a big quota this year. There's lots of herring to go around. Sounds like they caught quite a whack on the second opening.
The herring are sucked through the hose over the dock and eventually onto a conveyor belt headed for freezing, but a small sampling of the fresh fish are put in totes and moved to another area of the plant. It's the sacks of herring eggs, the sack roe, that makes this fishery valuable. To figure out how valuable each load actually is, a small team of experienced and specially trained workers go through the sample. They split open herring bellies to reveal the pale roe inside. Crew lead Melva Randrup says it's not particularly hard work.
But you have to make sure that they're checking the grading the right roe and make sure counting, you know, the female and males.
Basically, they use the samples from the tender as well as from the seine boats on the grounds to figure out what percentage of each catch is actually roe. They're looking at how many of the fish are female and how much roe those females are carrying.
We have to drain, you know, and then get the drain weight, and these guys will strip, separate the female and male, and then weigh the roe and grade the roe, and that's pretty much.
Back in the cold storage, the bulk of the catch is on the conveyor belt, where workers look it over before it runs into the salt brine and is frozen.
We run them across a belt here just to scan them, make sure there aren't any rocks or sticks. We don't want that, any kind of miscellaneous matter except the fish. And after that quick scan, we're running them into this brine freezer here, which we can roll in and out of our facility here. It comes in a couple 40-foot containers.
Tom Westhoff says it takes about an hour from the time the fish go into the brine freezer to the time they're loaded into boxes.
We go through a lot of cardboard boxes to fill up this fish. Takes three guys just constantly running a tape machine to keep the fish with the home and some place to go. Other major supplies we use is we use a lot of salt in the brine freezer. By keeping your salinity at like 95%, you can chill water down to close to 0 degrees, and that allows you to get a good quick chill on the fish before they head into the belt freezer.
While a lot of the process is automated, it still takes about 40 workers operating in two 12-hour shifts to process the herring Petersburg Fisheries buys.
You know, the maintenance guys, they run a little bit longer, and they're keeping everything running. It's probably the most important thing we got going, because if something breaks, it'll back up all the way to Sitka as far as getting through the product here. The guys here on the back dock, they're working long shifts. This is probably some of the tougher work here.
Yeah, my name is Joe Lopez, and we load for around 14 hours straight, lift it up boxes.
Most of the frozen herring will eventually be sent to Asia, where the roe is removed and it's ultimately sold as a delicacy. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.